All right, so we're here with our last and final SAE Spotlight visit. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Ethan Curling. I'm a senior at Trigg County High School this year, and my SAE is I work at Trigg Supply.
So tell me a little bit about what you do here at Trigg Supply.
It varies day to day. A lot of times I'm out in the yard loading lumber, and sometimes I'm in the store stocking shelves or reorganizing things.
So why did you pick this as your SAE?
I guess the reason I picked this as my SAE is I was already going to have a co-op job here with it being my senior year, and it would be, and I just get to see a different aspect of the world. I get to see the business side of the world and how sales are made and learn from different contractors on what they do to the day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so is this something that you plan to go into after school, or what is your plan after you graduate?
So the business part, yes, but I plan to go to Murray State in the fall and major in ag business.
Perfect. So switching gears a little bit, let's talk a little bit about your FFA journey. You know, when did you join? What are some of the key things that you have done throughout it?
So I guess we'll start my freshman year. When I first came into high school, I thought I was going to be a business kid. If you go to Trigg County or any of the some of the surrounding schools, you know the club DECA. I thought I was going to be a DECA member all throughout high school. I still am, but after my first FFA competition, I remember saying to myself, this is a lot more than what I thought it was. And ever since then, I just feel like I've just kind of taken off in my FFA journey. So freshman year, I competed in parliamentary procedure, and we were the regional runner-up. And then sophomore year, that's when I really started to get active. I competed in a speech, turf and lawn care speech, and was the regional runner-up. So I got to go to state convention that year, and that was my first year in senior parliamentary procedure, and I was a member of the ag sales team. I guess going into junior year or into sophomore year, I decided to run for office. I got secretary, so junior year I was the secretary all year. I competed in some more competitions, senior parley again, another turf and lawn care speech, and I did the ag employability contest. So those were a lot of fun contests, and I just enjoyed that. And then going into senior year, at the end of junior year, I ran for office again, and I was thankful enough, and so I'm the president this year. So I plan to do senior parley this year, and I may go for maybe an extemp speech this year. I kind of go away from the topics. I think that will be a lot of fun. And then I do a lot of – I help – we have a new ag teacher here, and I did it when Mr. Peepool was here too, but I try to help out as much as I can with some of the competitions that I've done in the past. So I go to a lot of the practices and just see where I can help.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about, you know, being president and also that transition from going from, you know, a seasoned ag advisor to having a little bit of a new one.
So I'll hit on the president first. I think it was a goal of mine ever since I guess the end of freshman year, I told myself I want to be the president of this chapter. So that's a lot of fun. It feels like when everything falls into plan, it feels really good. And, you know, I couldn't do anything without the officers on the team. I have some of the best officers I've ever served with this year, and I'm so thankful for them. And I couldn't do anything that our chapter couldn't do anything that we've been able to do without our great officer team. So kind of transitioning into a seasonal ag teacher into a brand new one is we lost Mr. Peepool was a phenomenal teacher and a phenomenal mentor to me, but we have a phenomenal new ag teacher here. Mr. Peek, I mean, he really knows what he's talking about, and I think he wants nothing for the best for the Trigg County FFA chapter and just the kids that are taking his ag classes in general. And that's, I think, an important role for an advisor is to not just care about FFA, but care about your other ag kids too. It's all about advising them.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks so much for letting me come out and talk to you.
Thank you.